Come on, tell me. Amen. It's been the first time in a few weeks that we've had, amen, all of us here, amen, either someone's at baseball or Mario's at work or out of town or something. But this is the first time in a few weeks, amen, that we've all been able to be here together, amen, and we're grateful for the Lord allowing us one more time, amen. There's a lot going on in the world, amen, so anytime you and your family can see another day, amen, don't get any bad news, amen, it's a time to celebrate, it's a time to be happy, amen. I sing because I'm happy, I sing because I'm free, I know his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. Amen, amen. We thank God for all of those that are listening through Chaos Blog Talk Radio on tonight. Amen. Elder Oliver, we thank God for him and his precious wife, his family. Amen. Thank God for them. Those of you that are listening in London, England. Amen. Nassau, Bahamas. And those that are listening in Germany, all our Facebook, amen, viewers, amen, part of our family service. Well, we believe here that ministry starts at home.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Ministry starts at home.
Yeah.
Amen. St. John, the 9th chapter. Amen. I'm going to try to be through tonight, maybe around 7:45, so about 25 minutes. Amen. Try to be through. We do. Amen. Even though we're not at practice right now, we're heading that way. Amen. Heading to practice. Amen. But we wanted to stop by and take care of this most important business first. Amen. Amen. That's what the song said. Take the Lord with you everywhere you go. Amen. St. John, the 9th chapter. Thank God for my precious wife. Amen. Being here on tonight, leading us. Amen. It's been a couple Thursday nights that we've had to fly in. Our assistant praise and worship leader, amen, Pamela Jr., Pamela the 2nd. Amen. We've had to fly her in. Amen. Our praise and worship assistant, amen, here at Bishop Omar Blackman Family Ministries. Amen. She's had to carry the torch the last couple of Thursday nights. Amen. I know she was going to push her mama out the way tonight. Amen. But, amen. They, as always, do such a great job together. Train up a child the way that they should go. When they get old, they won't trip. Yeah, they might trip, but thank God for the word. Train them up the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart. Amen. Don't mean they won't trip. Don't mean that they won't even, don't, really don't even mean that they won't stray. Amen. But they all always have that foundation. Amen. And like the prodigal son, he knew how to get back home. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. On tonight, all my Praise Tabernacle members. Amen. I tell you what, we had such a, I normally don't talk about, amen, it as much, but we had such a great time on Tuesday night. I don't know how many of you out there was tuned in to our Tuesday night Bible study hosted, led by Elder Richard Taylor, and amen, our board of elders and ministers and evangelists, amen. But we just wanted to give a shout out to Evangelist Stanton, amen, brought such a right now word, a right now study on Tuesday night. She talked so good. I was so blessed by it. I sent her an offering. Amen. Amen. A lot of times we think, well, the only time we can do that is on a Sunday, amen. But anytime the word, amen, is blessing you and the Lord lays it on your heart, amen. You don't have to wait till, amen, I raise an offering. The Lord lay it on your heart, amen. Then you do so. You do so, amen. And the Lord laid it on my heart just to be a blessing, amen, to her on Tuesday night, amen. That word was such rich, so rich and so enlightening, amen, enlightening, especially to the body of Christ. There are a lot of things we get into and we just do it because we feel it's popular or because somebody else is doing it, amen, and not knowing, amen, it could be detrimental, not knowing we could be opening up portals and doors for the enemy to strike us and to come in and take hold of us, amen. So it behooves us to watch as well as pray. Amen, amen. It behooves us to always be watchful. Amen. That way we understand and we can recognize when the enemy is coming. Amen. And I think she talked about that on Tuesday night as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So we want to thank Evangelist Stanton for that. amen, word on Tuesday night. All right, let's get in here. I got about 20 more minutes. Amen. We're going to try to get as far as we can. Amen. Y'all know we've been teaching on this and been dealing with the subject. Stick with the facts. Stick with the facts. Amen. Our subject came from John the 9th chapter. Amen. Our topic came from John the 9th chapter, verse 25. St. John the 9th chapter, verse 25. Let me read that expeditiously. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. Let me read that again. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing, I'm a walk. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind. Let somebody shout, I was blind. Now I see. Amen. And as we stated our topic, amen, for this third course of this meal, amen, to further give us a little more of the entree, is stick with the facts. Stick with the facts. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you tonight. We ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Every heart shout amen. Amen. Come on, shout amen again. Amen. Now, up to this point, we understand that that was a man that had been blind from birth. Blind, amen, from the womb. Amen. He had been blind. Those that was around, the disciples of Jesus asked him, who did sin that this man was made blind or became blind? And Jesus said, nobody had sinned, but it was so that the glory of God could be on display. Amen. Listen, beloved, I want you to understand once again on tonight that what God is allowing you to go through, help me tonight, what God is allowing you to experience in your life even now, is so that the glory of God can be revealed in your life. It's so that God can be magnified. God wants to do something, amen, in the earth, and he wants to do it through you. Why do he want to do it through you? Because he can trust you to testify. I can't hear nobody now. He can trust you to let the world know. Let, amen, Lottie, Daddy, and everybody know that it had nothing to do with me, but it was all because that God wanted to be glorified, that in my life, amen, what I am, God brought me, what I know, God taught me, what I have, God gave me, amen, and where I'm going, God is going to take me, amen. I just want to encourage you on tonight, amen, that when the door gets rough and the tough gets going, you got to learn to hang on in there, because if God, help me tonight, if he brought you to it, then shucks, I know he's able to break you through it. Just look at one neighbor. Lord, if you got one of them, say, neighbor, if he brought you to it, then surely he can bring you through it. Now, throw your hands out like that. Just come say, hang on in there. Just hang on in there. Hang on in there. Amen. So this young man, God wanted to show up in his life. God wanted to show up, amen, and not do it undercover. Amen. A lot of us are wanting things to be done undercover. God said, no, no, no. He said, I'm getting ready to do them this next season. Amen. The world will know about it. Your family will know about it. Your friends will know about it. Those that try to, amen, discredit you. Those that try to embarrass you. Those that try to, oh yeah, to have a party to remember to forget you. God said, when I'm getting ready to do them this season, even they will know about it. Even your enemies will have to celebrate, amen, and confess that something about you, Lord, amen, that there's something great going on in your life. And when they confess it, amen, that's your opportunity to report and to let it be known, to testify, amen, that ain't nobody did this but God. Look at somebody and say, ain't nobody did this but God. Nobody but God. Nobody did this but God. This young man here had been a beggar, no doubt, for years. All his life he had been set, amen, set aside to be criticized. And some of you in your life, amen, you've been set aside and you've been criticized, and people have looked down and talked bad about you. But don't worry about that. The good part is this. God good God always gets the last laugh. Oh, yeah, they may be laughing now, but sooner or later, God is going to turn that situation around. Amen. It took some years. It took a while for this young man's situation to be changed. As a matter of fact, he wasn't even anticipating. He wasn't even looking for a change. But it just happened to be Jesus was passing by. There's an old song that says, just reach out and touch the Lord. As he goes by, he's passing by your needs to supply. Only thing you got to do is just reach out and touch the Lord. You understand there were some in scripture that called his name because they knew he was passing by. But this young man did not even know. He didn't see. He knew nothing about it. But Jesus approached him. And I just want to know, is there anybody out there tonight? I'm almost through. That wants God to approach you. Amen. God's wanting to do some new things for you. Yeah, God's got your name. He's got your address. I know you've been looking at other folk getting healed, looking at other folk being delivered, looking at other folk being set free, but I tell you to high-five somebody if you got them. If you don't, high-five yourself, and say, now it's my time. It's my time. We see where here Jesus dealing with the man. He has to deal with the folk around. He has to deal with the neighborhood. He sent them back to the folk that knew him best. After that, he has to deal for a portion with the Pharisees that didn't really think much of Jesus, didn't think much about him doing any healing. As a matter of fact, they was upset because he had done this thing on the Sabbath. And we understand that the Pharisees were more concerned about keeping the Sabbath than about celebrating the miracle. Now, let me say that again. The Pharisees, in other words, the church folk, the church leadership was more concerned, was more, amen, paying more attention to keeping the Sabbath or keeping the law than they could to pay attention to the miracle that was performed. No, I'm trying to talk to the people tonight. Listen, sometimes your tradition, sometimes the way you have done things, sometimes your protocol, amen, may not necessarily line up, amen, with what God's calling you. But we got to be flexible that when the Holy Ghost moves outside of the ordinary, amen, we don't jump on the Holy Ghost, but we just ride with the Holy Ghost. Oftentimes, folk miss their blessing because we're so tuned to our program. We're so in tune to how it's supposed to be, or what amen, or what man has designed for it to be, and we miss the opportunity for Jesus to come in and the Holy Ghost to come in and seal the room. So we get here. Let's look at verse 18. I'll pick up from 18 on tonight. At this time now. We're dealing with the parents. So we've had the conversation about the folks in the neighborhood, the folks that knew him since birth. We've had the conversation for a minute about the Pharisees. We're going to talk more about them in a minute. That's just the leadership. But now we have to deal with the false parents. And God knows, I know a lot of you out there have been paying attention to the folk cussing their children out and all this stuff. And, amen. A lot of y'all been looking, and y'all been talking about Kirk Franklin, and a lot of y'all done cussed y'all kids out too. Y'all ain't going to say nothing tonight. Amen. You've been cussing. Amen. You, Lord, June go, little baby, little school, go to kindergarten. They tell school bus to say his ABCs. And, Lord, school bus don't know his ABCs, but he know them cuss words. Y'all ain't gonna talk. Y'all ain't gonna say anything. Just little baby kids, mind blanking it. Ain't law happen? Amen. Before it's all over, law happen. Then they ask, well, where you learn that language from, my mama? My daddy, grandma, my pastor, y'all ain't gonna let me hear the evangelist. Amen. We got more cussing folk in the church. Amen. Than a little bit. Y'all ain't gonna talk nothing to me tonight. Amen. We cussing and we cussing and speaking in tongues at the same time. Find a word and say, I was blessing because the Lord is working on me. Yeah, the reason he working on you now because we'll find out what you done did. They know how you talk. Cause don't just automatically don't just all of a sudden pop. No, you've been practicing. You Lord help me hear that. Now y'all gonna make me go somewhere else with it. Amen. Some of y'all professional cussers. Amen. You're a professional cusser. You know how to say a whole sentence. Amen. You can talk. You cuss your kids out. Amen. And they know exactly what you're saying. They know exactly. If you don't take your blankety blank here and blank and do blank, blank, blankety blank, amen, your kids know exactly what you say. And then you get mad at them because they go to school, amen, and they cuss out the PE teacher. Y'all ain't gonna tell them the truth. Amen. They cuss out the lunch lady because the lunch lady won't give them chocolate milk. Amen. They cuss out the PE teacher. They cuss out the counselors. Man, they cut the law. That's the bus driver. They cuss out the bus driver. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Amen. I know y'all talking about good, amen. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there. I know that, that's what's got them now. But, amen, here, verse 18, but the Jews did not believe concerning him. They didn't believe. Okay, not only did they didn't believe Jesus, but they didn't believe what the man was saying about Jesus and what Jesus had did for him. Okay? But the Jews did not believe concerning him, that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. Okay? And you would think the parents gonna, amen, stand up and back him up and stand with him. Amen. Parents, you better be careful. You better be careful when you take other folks' sides over your children all the time. Oh, y'all don't like this type of teacher. And listen, me and my wife, we know our children. If we get a call, amen, from the school or whatever, if it sounds like our child, we gonna admit, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, we got a call or two from a barrier. She done talked to somebody. I said, yeah, that's the way she talked. Amen. Ain't no sense to me, amen, going up to the school and cussing out folks. Y'all and rebuking the devil, amen, and throwing over a lunchroom table. No, that's my daughter, amen. Everybody knows Amaria talks like her mother, amen. She can cut you up, amen, in Jesus' name. Cut you up and sew you back together, and you didn't know you were cut until you got home and took a shower. She get it honestly, amen. She get it honestly. Amen. But some of us, not my baby. You know your baby raised a lot of hell. Y'all ain't gonna talk to her. Not, amen. Not my child. My child did. My child. No, your baby, your child is bad. And I know they want to say, oh, I know you say that child. No, that joke is bad. Amen. So they called the parents of him that had received this sight. Look at verse 19. They asked them, saying, is this your son, whom ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? Okay, they talking with the parents now. Okay, the Jews, the Pharisees, now they're approaching the parents. But 20, his parents answered them and said, we know that this is our boy, and that he was born blind. We know this is our son, that he was born blind. Okay, yeah, but what means, verse 21, but what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes? We know not. He is of age. Uh-huh. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. Amen. Now the parents at least kind of stood up for him right now. Okay, but the parents had ulterior motive because they knew that if they spoke well of Jesus, if they spoke well of Christ, they would be excommunicated from the synagogue. They would be put out of the church. We're going to see that in a few scriptures. And what kind of church is a church, amen, that won't acknowledge Jesus as head of the church? Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. What kind of, matter of fact, if you're in a church that won't acknowledge Jesus as the head of the church, you ain't in a church at all. You in a club. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. Amen. You in a fraternity. You in a sorority. You in something that, amen, Jesus makes it clear. Upon this rock, I build my church. This is the Lord's church. And Jesus is Lord. There's only one way to God, and that's through the man Jesus Christ. So here, parents say, yeah, that's our boy. We know he was born blind. But by what now he see, we don't know. We can't tell you. Ask him. He's of age. And I want the parents to know, listen, train your children. Keep them in the ways of God. That don't mean you have to settle. That don't mean you have to compromise. Amen. My children, amen, that me and my wife, they are children. They've been taught in the ways of God from birth. Now, as they get old and they want to trip and they want to go do other things and wives and otherwise, other than what me and their mother have trained and what they've seen in the house, then that's on them. Amen. Amen. Don't, if you go to jail over something stupid, you already know, they don't know what's going to call to me. Y'all already know. You can do the right thing. Amen. We don't expect you to be perfect, but certain things you can't control. I can't hear nobody here. Some of you parents out there, man, you're losing health, you're losing weight, you done lost your teeth. Amen. All because of stressing over your children. You don't lose your head. Amen. And now you have help because, amen, that part you keep bailing out of jail, keep going back. He like it in there. Let him stay in there. You done mortgage your house. Amen. You done refinance your car. You done put up your stimulus check. Don't y'all see what's going on now? Even with these stimulus checks, folks are killing families. Lord help us tonight. Folks are killing family members over the stimulus checks. Oh, we in, Lord, gee, we in the world of trouble. If we ever needed to stick with the facts, now is the time. Parents, you better pray. You better train your children up in the ways of God. Amen. And while you're training them up, that means you model the way of God before them.
Yes.
You can't be up preaching and teaching. Amen. One thing in the church, but when you get home, they see you living a double life.
Right.
Amen. They see you doing something different. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. If you don't preach it, you don't believe it.
Right.
Y'all ain't going to help me tonight, but I know I'm in the house. Amen. But what means verse 21? He says we know not. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. Train them up to the point where they're able to speak for themselves. I speak can only say a few words. Macho can say a few more words. Amen. Pamela can say a few more. Zach can say a few more. Amari can say a few more. Amen. By the time they get to, amen, Pamela and Zach and Amari, they should be able to speak for themselves. I can't hear nobody. Amen. They should be able to tell you what Jesus is. Amen. Even at Macho, they, amen, able to testify on the goodness of God. I think can't speak much, but Lord, if you play the right music, he'll dance and shout for you. Because we're in training camp right now. So when they get to Mars Angel, they're out before the world. They know how to act. They know how to control themselves. They understand. You don't want to bring our reproach on your family. Amen. We got a great name. Want to keep the name great. Challenging the children, keep the name great. Because there's some others coming after you. Amen. Verse 22, these words spake his parents. Look at this. Because they feared the Jews. Why did they fear the Jews? They feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. They go, if anybody confessed that this Jesus is Christ, is the Messiah, amen, will be excommunicated from the synagogue. A church without Jesus. We got a lot of churches now, big and small, just synagogue, just church without Jesus, just clubs, just meeting places. We announce and talk and pronounce, amen, more about the pastor, amen, and we acknowledge the pastor more than we acknowledge the Savior. That's a problem. That's a problem. Okay? That's an issue with that. Okay? There's an issue with that. Right? Sister Diane, I don't know what's going on with your sound. I think you're the only one that's making the comment about you not being able to hear clearly. Amen. I don't know what's going on. Amen. Maybe log off and come back in, Sister Wilder. I'm not sure. Amen. Okay, I'm not sure. Amen. So they had already agreed. And it's bad when the church leaders agree to excommunicate Jesus, to get Jesus out of the way. Okay? It's an issue when the church leaders, okay, wants to forget Jesus. Okay? And I talked about this a couple weeks ago. That's why you got to be careful when you let politics get into the church. Okay? And then power and money and all this begins to overrule winning souls. Okay? When all this stuff begins to come before the ultimate goal of ministry, which is to win souls. Okay? So when these things begin to happen, when you let politics and, amen, voting and all this stuff and people underhanding things and folks lying and scheming, amen, this is what you get. This is what you get. You get a church without Jesus. This ain't nothing but a meeting place. Ain't nothing but a club. I can't hear nobody. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. The parents wanted to put it back on him because they didn't want to be excommunicated. They didn't want to be put out of worship. So the parents put it back on the son. Okay, parents, you ought to live so, amen, you're able to support, especially when your children are doing the right thing. I can't hit nobody. Amen. Even if it's at a risk of losing friends, amen. If your child is doing the right thing, you be there. You support. And even if they ain't doing the right thing, you still be there, amen, as a parent. Sometimes we as parents, we forget all the mess we did. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We forget all the, amen, the bad choices we made. And now here our children, amen, which they are, it's human. They are, it's possible that they might make an error. They might make a mistake. And we got to be there to make sure we don't just throw them away and don't let nobody else throw them away. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Don't sit around, don't let nobody dog your children. I preached the message Sunday, amen, talked about the talents. Amen. And during the message, I acknowledge the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, even the five talents, he's given me five talents. That's my children. Okay? Five talents. It's important to me to give to them and to help, amen, nurture and train them to use their gifts to produce other talents. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me tonight. Amen. All right, let me get through it. I got about 5 minutes. I got to get as far as I can in here tonight. Amen. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Verse 24. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Okay? They still coming at Jesus. We give God the praise. But we know this man is a sinner. Oh, the Savior, that's a sinner. Help us tonight. And he answered and said, whether he be a, here's our subject, here's our topic, here's the golden text on what we're getting out from verse 25. Here's what we built our subject from. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, look, listen, beloved, you may have some I know nots, but you also must have some one thing I know. I can't hear nobody. Yeah. You gonna have, although in life we will have some I know nots. Write that down for those of you that are taking notes. In my life, I'm sure to have some I know nots. But also we must make sure we have some I knows. Yeah. Let me say it one more time. Yeah, life, living this in this life, we're sure we're bound to have some I know nots. We're bound to have some situations that we're not sure of, that we're not confident in. Amen. We're going to have some I know nots. Amen. But throughout, we must make sure we also have some I knows. Amen. Let somebody say, I got some I knows. Some say, I got to see some I knows. Some say, I know he's a healer. Come on here. Some say, I know he's a deliverer. I know he's a savior. And I know he's a way maker. Tell your neighbor and say, I'm glad I got me some I knows. my church is hitting me quick tonight. Amen. Glad I got me some I knows. One thing I know. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? Okay, see how they keep going back and forth with this man. My time is up, Lord. Let me borrow 5 minutes. I got to go. Amen. Then verse 26, then said they to him again, this about the third or fourth time, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? Okay, sometimes folks ain't going to believe what you tell them. Sometimes people, listen, even in the church, some folks won't never, amen, believe your testimony. You gotta be careful who you hanging with. Be careful who you share your dreams and your visions and your goals with. Some folks will try to talk you out of what you know God has talked you into. Yeah. Let me see that again. Let me say, some people will try to talk you out of things you know God has talked you into. Talk you into your healing. Talk you into your deliverance. Talk you into your ministry. Talk you into your business. Talk you into your anointing. Be careful. Some folks are designed and have been anointed to try to talk you out of what God has talked you into. Lord, I wish I had a garage your church tonight. Let me say that about for the fourth time. Be careful when you surround yourself with folks. Some folks are anointed and are ordained to talk you out of what God has talked you into. Lord, help me tonight. Let me get through here. So they asked him again. And then verse 27, he answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. I told you, Evangelist, Sister Oglesby, I told you already, but you didn't hear me. Wherefore would ye hear it again? If I tell you again, you still ain't gonna hear, you still ain't gonna believe me. Help me tonight. Will you also be his disciples? Will you also be a follower of his? Come on here. Would you also be a student of his? Then they, verse 28, they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. Is there anybody out here that's being charged and found guilty of being a disciple of Jesus? Amen. I got to get through. Is there anybody here? You're guilty. Not just in public court, not just in public opinion, but you're guilty in church. You're guilty on your job. You're guilty in the restaurant of being a follower of Jesus. Please, somebody say, I'm guilty. You got me. I'm guilty. Amen. Come on. Have I got about 20 people that's watching me tonight that are just saying, yeah, brother, oh, I'm guilty. Amen. Would you type that in there? Let me hear you. I see Minister Tolbert says guilty. Is there anybody else that'll type, that'll come in and just say, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I've been redeemed. I see you, Sister Evangelist Patton. I see you, Sister Oglesby, guilty. Guilty as charged. Guilty, Sister Pam. Lord, I feel it, but I can't do that tonight. Sister Pam says she's guilty. Deacon Burner says he's guilty. Let's go and get that one. Just for a few more seconds. Sister Tamasha Brown in Nebraska says she's guilty. Is there anybody here that can wave your hand and say, I'm guilty? Look at a name and say, neighbor. Neighbor. Tonight I'm guilty. I've been redeemed. Guilty. I've been washed in the blood. I'm guilty. I've been down. I'm guilty. I've already been to the water. I'm guilty. I've already been baptized. I'm guilty. I've already been converted. I'm guilty. I was seeking deep in sin. The peace of shore, very deep. No, I wasn't trying to do this tonight. Stay with me, seeking to rise. No more, but the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now guilty am I was guilty over 2,000 years ago when he came down before he threw generations. I'm guilty when he healed the sick. Guilty when he raised the dead. Guilty. 5,000 souls he saved. Stick with the facts. The fact is, I'm guilty of being a follower. Guilty of being a believer. And since I'm guilty everywhere I go, it's important that I'm found guilty. Lord, my time is up. I'm past where I need to be on the road. On my job, I've been found guilty. In my neighborhood, I've been found guilty. They after me. The FBI, these people are after me because in my house, driving my car, walking the trail, running the track, going up Star Mountain, I was guilty. Going up and down the mountain, I confess tonight that I'm guilty. Order, the judge has requested order in the court. The jury has came forth with the verdict. And the jury passes the verdict to the foreman. The foreman carries the verdict to the judge. And the judge opens up the paper. Because the charges I'm facing is life. God bless you, Reverend Bullock, cousin. God bless you. I see you. I'm facing life without parole. If found guilty of these charges of being a praiser, of being a worshiper, of being a preacher of holiness, if I'm convicted, if I'm found guilty, I face life. And the judge has the verdict, and here I am waiting in the balance, wanting to hear what I'm being sentenced to. The judge opens the paper. And the judge makes the announcement after the trial and the review of your peers. Brother Omar Zachary, you have been found guilty. The verdict went up, goes forth, and I begin to shout. And they say, Pharisee, what you shout for, you've been found guilty. I begin to dance. I begin to pray. I begin to leap. I ran around the courtroom, ran around the courtroom, ran in and out, and they said, that man crazy. Not only do we need to be in jail, but you need to lock him up in confinement. He's crazy. And I just have to magnify God because I've been found guilty of being a believer. And he sentenced me to life. And my hands went up, and they didn't understand that. My hands went up. I began to shout again when they sentenced me to life without parole. Because I read in the law, where he that believeth on the Son shall have everlasting life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I was found guilty and given life without parole. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Yeah, Ice Pick has danced out of his clothes. Yeah, he ain't had no clothes on. Elder Blewett, don't you use that. Don't you use this message. Found guilty. Listen, I got to go. I got to get my son to baseball practice tonight. But yeah, your practice is coming up, Ice Pick. Amen. Ice Pick. Amen. His first game is Saturday. Listen. Stick with the facts. I'm going to finish this. I promise. I'm going to finish this. Hopefully next week the Lord lays coming. I'm working double messages for the family ministry and then messages for the church. Amen. Both of them is in round two and round three. Amen. It is what it is. I'm just glad I've been found guilty as being a preacher. Been found guilty. Listen, if you've been blessed by this word on tonight, amen. Lord, may it press on your spirit. You want to be a blessing. I told y'all, and I didn't tell you that because it's now offering time, but on Tuesday night, Evangelist Stanton brought such a powerful and such a right now word that touched me. I was like, well, Lord, what can I do? And the Lord just laid on my heart, just be a blessing. And it wasn't even much. It wasn't no astronomical amount. Just Lord laid on my heart. I said, yeah, just let her know I appreciate it. And sometimes you don't understand. Sometimes you think because it ain't $50, $100, it ain't $20, you think that it's not a blessing to the person. But it can be. It could be a dollar. It could be $5. Sometimes it could just be a text. You know, he ain't got money. May not have no money. Your stimulus may not even got here yet. Don't forget about that church. Don't forget about your church when your stimulus get here. Well, sometimes you just, when someone does, you go, well, how can I let them know that I appreciate it? And if you, the Lord lays it on your heart to be a financial blessing, then you do it. Sometimes he just may lay on your heart, let them know you're grateful for that. Just tell them thank you for that word. And that's all we do this for. Now, I'm looking for more opportunities, especially when the summer gets here. Amen. I'm looking at, especially with Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries, doing last few summers before the pandemic, we was doing a Wednesday noon service. I'm looking at picking that back up starting this summer. I mean, I'm just looking for ways that I can minister. And to whosoever will, let them come. Whoever want to be a part can be a part. Okay? Whoever want to be a part can be a part. I see you, Mother White. Amen. We love you too, Mother White. She's listening and watching from the hospital. Amen. We're going to pray for you in a moment. Amen. But if the Lord lays it on your heart on tonight, you want to be a financial blessing, we're going to give you the opportunity. There's two ways in which you can give on tonight. You can go to $OZ264. I think that information is on your screen. $OZ264. And for your cash app, you like to cash app a little offering of any size, whatever the Lord lays on your heart tonight. No gift is too small, no gift is too big. You can do so. Cash app information, once again, is $OZ. That's Omar Zachary, OZ264. Or you can call if you want to use PayPal, debit, Zelle, PayPal, yeah, credit, debit. Okay, you got your little stimulus, you got your stimulus in, you can let me be a blessing. Okay. You can do so by calling this number to use a credit, debit card, PayPal, or mailing information, 678-760-6056. Amen. That's our financial offices. They're standing by waiting to hear from you, 678-760-6056. 6. Amen. Amen. And we thank you. We appreciate you. We're hoping, Sister Wilder, hoping you was able to maybe log back in and got a better reception. Amen. On tonight. Listen, meet us back Sunday morning at our other location. Amen. 199 East Grogan Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Sunday morning, praise and worship celebration. Amen. Meet us 9 o'clock. We'll be coming live. Chaos Blog Talk, Facebook, and those of you that are going to be coming in-house. 9 o'clock Sunday morning. Meet us. Come join us, won't you? I don't see why don't you. That's what they used to say at my home church. Amen. Come on and be a part. Continue to pray for the Zachary family as we continue to pray for your family. We thank you. We love you. Remember, ministry starts at home. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you on tonight. We glorify your name. How to reach the masses, men of every birth. For an answer, Jesus gave the key. He said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And God, we already know that someone was blessed on tonight by this teaching and preaching of the gospel. Let us be like David. I believe it says, God, words have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. Yes, there's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And God, we've been praying now. We saw Mother White. She just got back in town about a week or so ago. Amen. We pray that you would touch her body, even right now, while she's there in the hospital. Stretch out your hand, your nail scar hand. Touch, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus. We believe to get a word not many days hence that she's been released and that she's doing better. But we're also praying for Higher Dimensions Church in the passing of their pastor, Apostle Kevin D. Nick. We pray, God, we know it's such a hard time, such a troubling time for that church family and that family. God, those of us that knew him, that fellowship with him, that crossed his path, we pray that you would just strengthen us, strengthen his church, his family. In the name of Jesus. Several others, my own cousin, Brother Melvin Brown, that you continue to touch his body, give him strength. And there are several others, God. And you know what your people need. And we just thank you, and we believe we call these things by faith, because we know you're yet able to touch, heal, and deliver. And when you do it, we will tell the world. We're going to stick with the facts, and we will be counted guilty as being a disciple. In the name of Jesus. God, continue to raise us up in these last and evil days. These are perilous times. Continue to raise us up. As we leave this place, but never your presence, Matthew 28, 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. God bless you. Good night.
Y'all crazy.